ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the PNG government's lost a lengthy legal battle to take control of a $1 billion not-for-profit company that was set up to help people affected by a major mining disaster. But the country's Prime Minister told local media that he plans to appeal this decision. The High Court of Singapore rejected the government's argument that it had a right to control and oversee the operations and assets of the PNG Sustainable Development Program. This lengthy and costly tussle with the governments meant that the programs had to significantly reduce its development work in the country's western province. But the Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, has now told the national newspaper that his stance has always been that the funds should be given to the people of the province. He's also said he plans to appoint a commission of inquiry into the matter this month. Liam Fox reports.
For several years, PNG Prime Minister Peter O'Neill has desperately wanted to take control of the $1.4 billion in assets held by the PNG Sustainable Development Program, or PNGSDP. But in Singapore, where PNGSDP is registered, the High Court has rejected his government's legal bid to take control of the not-for-profit company. The court ruled that the government failed to prove that it had a deal with PNGSDP's co-founder, mining giant BHP, for joint control of the company's assets. The judgment means PNGSDP is free to continue its development work under an independent board without interference from the state.
It reaffirms the original intent of PNGSDP in that it was supposed to be an independent fund free from all sorts of interference and influence.
Martin Namarong is from Western Province, where the program is mandated to do most of its development work. He's also a writer who's focused on mining and transparency issues in PNG and briefly worked for PNGSDP in media and communications. Mr. Namarong says before its tussle with the government, the program was doing considerable work in the province.
PNGSDP was providing electricity to all the little government stations through Western Sustainable Development Power. They were building classrooms, health facilities, doing community projects, even building toilets out in Nomad.
PNGSDP was set up in 2002 after tailings from the Ok Tedi mine caused widespread damage to the Fly River in the 1980s and 90s. With the agreement of the PNG government, the mine's then owner, BHP, divested its majority share in Ok Tedi to PNGSDP, which then used the mine's profits to fund development work in communities affected by the pollution. But in 2013, Prime Minister O'Neill alleged the program had failed to live up to its development mandate, and his government passed legislation expropriating PNGSDP's shares in Ok Tedi, worth just over $1 billion, without paying any compensation. Then it took the court action in Singapore to enforce what it argued were rights of control and oversight of PNGSDP's operations and assets, rights the court now says do not exist. Martin Namarong says PNGSDP's development work has shrunk significantly since it lost the income from the Ok Tedi mine.
The little government stations had power supplied to the public servants. Now they don't have any of that. The little projects and support to the community schools and aid posts and all that have really scaled down a lot.
In its 2017 annual report, PNGSDP said it had begun implementing a new agenda of development initiatives, including upgrades to the mobile phone towers it built across Western Province, improvements to 75 rural airstrips and new classrooms in 8 schools. But it cannot spend the vast bulk of the money and assets it holds in a long-term fund until the Ok Tedi mine closes. It can only spend the interest and dividends the fund earns. The director of the Development Policy Centre, Stephen Howes, says now that the legal battle with the government is over, the program has some difficult issues to deal with.
The first issue is whether you're going to just put the long-term fund on hold or whether you want to use some of those funds in the meantime to meet some of the really pressing development needs in the Western Province.
Martin Namarong believes the long-term fund should remain off-limits.
Sometimes we want to spend everything right now. Ok Tedi Fly River problem will last 1,000 years. And generations that are to come have a right to those funds as much as ourselves now.